This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, they say that great minds think alike. And since I'm banned on Twitter and almost everywhere else, I thought about going out on Halloween tonight in Austin, which is crazy. I mean, wow, you want to see women on display. It's unbelievable. It's like the Brazilian carnival or something. And I was going to go as a gay frog. In fact, I may show up downtown tonight as a gay frog. And we can even stream on Facebook and Twitter, because if it's not Alex Jones, as long as I don't say I'm Alex Jones, it's okay. Only I, the person, am banned. It's no big deal to have a person banned showing up on a platform. It's totally normal. But Gavin McGinnis has been banned on hundreds of sites. In their press release, Facebook said, they said, if you praise him or support him, you're banned. That's a new level. Wow. So they don't even deny they're censoring. Congress and Trump haven't really done anything yet, so it's just green-lighted. So I know we're actually streaming some of these shows on Facebook, even though it's supposedly banned there. But if I have Gavin McGinnis on, he'll really get banned. So I'm not having Gavin McGinnis on of Get Off My Lawn at CRTV. No, it's a werewolf. So this is okay to have on. I guess you ate Gavin. Were you sent by Facebook?
Yeah, I was actually sent over by the DNC to take care of him, and he's gone now. But I still have him inside of me, so technically you kind of have him on the show.
So we need the woodsman to come with Little Red Riding Hood and with the hatchet and cut Gavin McGinnis out of your stomach. Oh, here.
God, that thing is hot. I can't do that bit for very long.
No, I hear you. I'm going to be a gay frog later today, so yeah. Hey, the good part is I'm going to be able to get a relationship with Brian Stelter on Grindr.
You know, the crazy part about all of this is they're doing it. They're censoring conservative voices because they think it'll help them win the election, because they know they're going to lose. But all this fascism does is make them less appealing. That's why you have the walk away movement. That's why you have Blexit, because when these people act like hysterical babies that want to take their ball home because they're not winning, they go, yeah, I don't want to play with you anymore.
You know, we're on the same page. I was going to make the joke about Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf, and then, you know, he cuts Little Red Riding Hood out of it, and you actually kind of made that illusion. But seriously, I agree. All evidence shows globally there's a huge political awakening. Populists are being elected. What do you think is going to happen in 6 days?
It's going to be a landslide for the right, a massive landslide. And I'm not going to be near my house. I'm going to be on vacation in Jamaica because this country's going to explode. I mean, if they're this hysterical now, I have my neighbors, people back in the suburbs, I got my neighbors attacking my house already. I've got people in the next community over threatening me and saying, we don't want you to live two towns away from us. That's just like one tiny thing. I got death threats all over the place. When I walk down the street, I get people screaming at me. I mean, this is totally different from last week. And that week was totally different from the week before. It just keeps going up and up and up.
So you're saying it's totally exponential.
Every time I have a shower, I come out and I check my phone, and there's 10 new major emergencies or catastrophes or something going on. I mean, and the way they're behaving, like, you know, another thing, this is a slightly separate topic, but so there's a horrific shooting in Pittsburgh, and you think, all right, at least this week, let's forget our political differences, come together. All different religions, all different politicals, everyone from every end of the spectrum come together and mourn the loss of these people. But no, they're using it as a chance to further their political gains. So they're saying the shooting and Trump and Republicans.
Well, what you're saying is they have no bottom. And so as they fall into this, it's just a spectacle. And you're right. I have leftist neighbors. They don't want me living here. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. Bio-free selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Days, ladies and gentlemen, 6 days. And I was just talking to Gavin McGinnis, if you just joined us, with CRTV, get off my lawn, one of the top true Americana, true conservative patriots, founder of the Proud Boys, that's been banned off of now Facebook, it's all concerted. He was talking about people in his neighborhood saying, get out of here, and people a town over saying, get out of here, we're coming after you. I deal with that too. Most of my neighbors are conservative or nationalists, and they love me, but just so happens the control freaks that run the neighborhood association don't like me. And so other people can park cars however they want. It's like white glove inspection. Anything's wrong. Trash cans aren't in 5 minutes. Fines. And the pleasure these people have is unbelievable while they walk their dog off a leash. I told the security people at my house, I said, just call the police on them. So that's our new thing. We'll fight fire with fire. But he was saying earlier, it's exponential. It's doubling each week. It's getting crazier. And as Bolsonaro wins in Brazil, as Merkel's out of power in Germany, she's still chancellor, but her party's out of power in parliament. That's how that works until there's another election. She should resign, but she hasn't. And just everywhere, nationalism's exploding, capitalism's being promoted. What are they going to do as they reach I mean, I asked him 2 years ago, what's the peak of SJW insanity? Said, oh, I think it's going to get far worse. But so let's first get back into your neighbors wanting you out, because they're such wonderful top. They want unwashed felons smuggling children, firebombing Mexican police, to marching and everything free. But you in America, the founder of Vice, so many other, you know, comedian, your movies, you aren't allowed to be Americana and think that, you know, men can be men. You're a bad person.
Well, someone makes up a narrative, and they don't have to do any research or have any basis to it. The Southern Poverty Law Center will say you're part of a hate group or and you advocate for hate, and no one goes, really? That sounds unusual. They just go, oh, that's a given. You're a professional hate guy, and you spread hate across the land. And then that allegation, people go, okay, so now that that's a given, that this person is a Nazi and he just loves hate, I have to get rid of him. It's like killing Hitler in his crib. I have to prevent World War IV. And you think, if I was a high school teacher and someone submitted that as an essay, I would just write, F. You didn't do any of your homework. You just assume that you got Mengele on the line? No, you don't, dummy. Have you even talked to the person? No, I never spoke to him because I don't want to give hate a platform. Yeah, but how do you know that he's about hate if you've never spoken to him? Well, I saw an edited video with everything taken out of context with just little snippets of quotes without any background to each quote. Yeah, that doesn't count as homework. That's called a collage. Like every time they present research, it's like those kidnapping letters where each letter comes from a different part of the magazine.
It's word salad.
It's word salad. It's like when on Howard Stern, when they have them say things like, my name is Bill O'Reilly. I am gay. And you go, see, he just said he's gay. No, that's not what he said at all. Like, look at Megyn Kelly. She said, when I was a kid, people would wear blackface and no one had a problem with it if the person was dressing up as a thing. She didn't even say whether it was good or bad. She just said, this was the culture when I was a kid. Boom. Fired. You like blackface. What? I'm sorry. No, nope. Apologies aren't good enough. Rotten hell.
And I love how those that grovel to it get destroyed the most.
Oh, remember that guy, forget his name, Brett Eisman or something. He did the movie Hightower. He was a producer, Brett Ratner. And he was drunk at a Q&A, and they said, do you guys rehearse at all? And he used a bad word. He said, rehearsal is for, and then he used the F-A-G word for homosexuals. And he just said, rehearsal is for that word. Just a dumb quip, right? He apologized. They said it wasn't good enough. He did an apology tour of America where he would go to different cities and apologize to various communities around the country. And he was still, and I don't like that guy, and I'm not advocating that quote, but that was still not good enough for them because it's not about the truth. They don't want to say, hey, Megyn Kelly, you screwed up, apologize. They want power. They want to be able to crush you. And if they can make up a story or they can make you uncomfortable in your community, they can get you fired, they can kick you off social media. That's power. That's all they really care about.
I agree. So what about the parallax view, though? They don't understand that when they crush us, it only makes us mythical creatures at the level we're at. I feel sorry for the average guy that owns an auto body shop or the average lady that owns a medical lab or something or just a school teacher. They go out and say they like Trump on Twitter or Facebook. They get fired from the school they work at. That's the real fascism, saying, oh, you've been refused, even though you have a 3.9 grade point average, because you liked Donald Trump on Twitter. That's the clear and present danger. These are real authoritarians.
It's a form of terrorism. You know, I don't want to trivialize victims of actual attacks who are killed, but this sort of mental trauma, getting people fired, getting them ostracized.
Well, hold on, let me don't apologize. The definition of terrorism in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and the classic one is using violence or threats of violence or economic harm or other forms of harassment to get a political or economic goal. So when they're trying to deplatform you, bankrupt you, ruin your life, kick you out of your house, that's terrorism, sir.
Every Trump supporter on the East and West Coast and in cities like Madison, Berkeley, any kind of liberal town,
Austin.
He has lost family connections. They are uninvited to Thanksgiving. They lose their aunts and uncles, their cousins, siblings aren't speaking because of this divisive attitude. And the irony of it all is they claim they're about inclusion. This one woman who was trying to get me to move from this community said, I'm having a vigil in front of your house to tell you that hate has no home here, and it's about inclusion. So under the auspices, under the guise of inclusion, you're trying to get me kicked out of my house? You need to buy a dictionary, lady. That's not what inclusion means. It's okay if in a family of five, one of them likes Trump. And you know what my wife did? She went over to this woman's house with the kids, and my five-year-old was holding his teddy bear, and my wife said, why are you terrorizing my family? Why do you want my children to be less safe? I get death threats all the time. When you bring my whole family into this, now they are part of the death threats. And the woman called the cops and said that I brought four people over to threaten her. Well, no, the people you're talking about are little kids.
Well, that's the next level. Everything they lie. The left has gone into psychotic lying. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, they'll be on the news and say white people are inherently evil, Don Lemon, and then say that Trump's a racist, or they'll say Trump hates Jews, and then the next program is how mean Israel is to Palestinians. None of it even matches up anymore. It's just craziness.
That's why they hate debate. You know, we're talk show hosts. I'm a talk show host. I would kill to get any of these people on my show. Getting a liberal on a conservative show is like trying to feed a squirrel in the park. Like, you hold it out there.
Yeah, how does Tucker Carlson do? It's like getting a little bird to land in your hand and feed him. How on earth is Tucker able to do it? Because that's pure gold for us, and they won't do it. How does he do it?
I asked him that, and he said it's very, very hard. Tucker has an entire team that are on the phones pleading. I assume they offer them money. And eventually, and they say, you know, it'll be on your terms. You can hang up, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know exactly the wording they use, but they'll eventually.
Because Tucker's a good debater. I mean, I wouldn't be afraid to debate him, but it would be a challenge. And he has these idiots on. And he just destroys them.
Yeah, and I guess they're arrogant enough to think they're gonna beat him. I mean, he has that bald guy on again and again and again because that's the only guy that will talk to him, and he probably knows that guy from back in CNN days. But the left doesn't want to debate because they don't want truth. They don't want harmony. They don't want unity. They want us to be ostracized so Trump is pushed out and they can regain the power. This isn't about coming together. This is socialist, communist mentality.
It's about total control and shutting down opposition and creating a one-party dictatorship, which might work in a few places where you like already had serfs and then the commies come in, like Russia. It isn't going to work here. Don't they understand that it is going to cause the opposite reaction? But don't interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves. I think it was von Bismarck said that. We'll be right back with Gavin McGinnis to talk about the election, to talk about so many other big things, and I'll play that Don Lemon clip straight ahead.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day, I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Strange days have found us. Strange days are
from the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Strange days. All right, Gavin McGinnis is here, and I said, hey, let's get into how they're banning hundreds of fan pages of yours on Facebook, saying the Proud Boys are basically a terrorist group, and all they do is go out and defend people when Antifa attacks. And he has something interesting to say, and I get what he's saying, so I want him to repeat it. I don't want to move on because he wants to get into Blexit, which is what I wanted to get into next, and the election and what he thinks is going to happen and, you know, just so many other issues. But, yeah, I mean, let's talk about what's happening with Proud Boys, because everywhere meth head Antifa professors show up, attack them. It's just a group that you had an idea about. As you said, you don't lead it or run it. Nobody does. It's just an idea. And then now they're, you know, acting like you're basically a military general with a ninja army.
I wish. Yeah, I started Hipsters, too, in the early 2000s. I started the two biggest youth subcultures of the past quarter century. And it's just being a fun guy who believes in character and legacy and the truth. And in both cases, it was just fun stuff. But no, I'm not the leader of the Proud Boys. I'm a talk show host who has started a club a couple years ago. And it's on its own. And it's a multiracial, pro-gay, pro-Jewish club, just like any other men's club. And I think that the left is using this idea that I'm sort of this hate Nazi with this hate army that roams. They literally said in the New York Post, roams the streets. No, that is Antifa in a nutshell. Antifa is not just the club. Antifa is tied to the DNC. They're tied to the state. So when they attack someone, they get the narrative from up top, and then the narrative is also pushed out by Governor Cuomo, by de Blasio, by the Attorney General. It's all the same. Like, you can buy Antifa shirts at Walmart. Don Lemon calls them anti-fascist. They are the state. The anarchists are the state now. They have become totally mainstream.
The police in blue cities protect Antifa. So I think the Proud Boys are great, but as you said, you are credited with starting hipsterism, which turned into this monstrous leftist thing, you know, 15 years after. So I get what you say. You don't control Proud Boys. It's not your identity. It's just one more idea you had.
Exactly. And I think they're a good example of the left's propaganda and how often they lie. I mean, they were recently, the news was talking about multiracial white supremacy. And you go, you know, do you know when normal Americans read that, they think you're insane.
I think it's the Onion.
This is what I was saying. Yeah, with Walk Away or Blexit. Like, I think we were talking earlier about power. It's all about seizing power. And I think blacks in California, after they got spanked on the bum-bum by the DNC for not supporting gay marriage and Prop 8, and I think the blacks in California went, what the hell are you doing? Why are you chastising me? I'm a Christian, and I voted against it. It's none of your business how I vote. And the left went, No, that's not what you're supposed to do. That's not what I trained you to do. And I think Black America is finally going, wait a minute. You don't see me as a human being. You see me as a pet. You see me as a human vote. And it's not working out for me. The South Side of Chicago, Baltimore, we're dying every day. And it's your policies. It's DNC. And then Joe Biden goes, I know it's bad, but they're going to have you in chains. And I think Black America's finally going,
that's exactly what libertarian, Christian, nationalist, conservatives want, is to put Black people in chains, because that'd be really good for everybody. I mean, what planet is this crap? Because I forget that Biden said that over and over again. Well, in fact, let's cue up Don Lemon. He's been saying this over and over again. So whichever clip you've got, there's like three of them in the last 3 days. I haven't played any of them yet. There was another one this morning where he says the number one threat is white men. They're the number one terror threat. And the New York Times has articles saying we need to extinct the white people, written by white people. And it's like they're literally trying, like treating like blacks, Hispanics, and Asians like they're retarded baby ducks, trying to get them to imprint on Nazism, but it's okay because it's against white people. It is the most 180 degrees away from Martin Luther King. This party, it has gone clinically psychotic. Here's the clip.
We have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right.
Start over. Okay. Because there's three of these clips, and I hadn't watched okay, this is the one I hadn't seen. He just said, we need to stop killing people. Let's murder everyone. Or 2 + 2 = 4, but it equals 1,000. He just said, we need to stop demonizing people, and whites are inherently evil and are terrorists. Start it over.
We have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they have the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
Gavin, you take it first.
Okay. If you look at all the crime in Japan, it's pretty much exclusively Japanese people. Japan has a real problem with Japanese men. They are making up almost all of the crime in Japan. What are we going to do, Japan, about your Japanese problem? I mean, again, if you're a high school teacher and you get that and you go, hey, Don, can you come over here? I couldn't help but notice you said, don't judge people. Don't be divisive. Don't demonize people. And then in this next sentence, you demonize the vast majority of the country. I don't understand.
Even though white men have the lowest crime rate after Asians. So we have the second lowest crime rate. But now we are the worst people.
You know, the beauty of libertarianism and paleoconservatism is it doesn't get into race. It just says meritocracy. You're good at this job.
It's about ideas.
Sit there and meddle and identify everyone by their race. You just say, we have a crime problem in this country. Let's fix it. We have a problem. There's a shooting problem in this country. Let's fix it. But no, he has to say, I've noticed they're all white men. Yeah, America is 75% white. Crime is probably 80% male. You're going to get some of the Venn diagram going on there, Don.
But the idea that because of the crime rate, the Democratic run cities and all of it, blacks are 10 times more likely on average to commit a crime against whites and vice versa. We don't say blacks are all criminals. There's still a very small minority, just like it's a very small minority of white males committing crime. But the idea to say white men are bad, let's restrict their movements. If there was a country of caveman-like white people with no visas where they killed everybody and sold people in sex slavery, I would say you can't get on airplanes and fly here without a valid visa. That's all Trump said. You can't fly here from Somalia.
It was perfectly reasonable, and the list that he came up with was an Obama list. But again, you know, we always make this mistake, you and I. We put our brains into their heads, and we say, don't you want to get to the truth? And you realize that's not what's going on here. This has nothing to do with truth. Don Lemon right there didn't even believe what he was saying. What he was really trying to say is Trump supporters kill people, and Trump can't be reelected or more people will die. So vote DNC, vote Beto or whoever we run against Trump, or you'll be killed.
Even though this weird loner hated Trump and thought Trump was a globalist, but he hated Israel, the globalists want to get rid of Israel. So the dumb truck driver doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's not just a dumb truck driver. He's a you-know-what-hole and an idiot.
Didn't Benjamin Netanyahu's son tweet out a meme that was mocking George Soros? I think he got in trouble for doing that. But, yeah, George Soros is an atheist. His father was an atheist. The guy doesn't embrace Judaism.
No, he wants to overthrow Israel. It's incredible. Yes. We'll be right back with Gavin McGinnis. I'm Alex Jones.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains Thai-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
He's Gavin McGinnis.
Live from Austin.
Get off my lawn.
Broadcasting.
CRTV.
It's Alex.
Jones. Woo! All right, I'm sick of Russiagate, but there's big developments in it. Roger Stone joins us for one segment. Coming up next segment. And we're going to open the phones up. We got Owen Schroyer in studio. But I wanted to finish up with Gavin McGinnis, who's one of my favorite guests. I love his show, and I am a CRTV subscriber. But it's good, funny, smart television that that I can, you know, even sit around and have as ambient in the background, and I don't have to see the constant catheter ads and silver ads like Fox. I'm not knocking it, but my God, I see one more My Pillow ad, I'm going to jump out of a window here. So that's what we watch at night, CRTV, and watch whatever. But, and of course, you support InfoWars, folks. We appreciate you all. We had that big sale that just ended, but now we have our new X3. It's an incredible product, 50% off. That's at InfoWarsStore.com, and free shipping on that. Check it out. It's amazing. X3 is very exciting. But I'm going to belabor that after he leaves us. Gavin, I'm a pro-militia guy. I believe in the Second Amendment. And every able-bodied man, 18 to 45, has a duty and a right to be armed and trained, like Switzerland. But I can really see a false flag here. And these militias are infiltrated, a lot of them, by the feds. That's a fact. And usually it's the Fed in a militia that tells you, that's not true. Jones is the Fed. There are no feds. Now let's go blow up a federal building together. So, and then that's usually an FBI informant or FBI, as we've seen, and the leftist arm of it. Someone like Reality Winner is trying to set people up. But we've got the Border Patrol warns Texans about militias stopping migrant caravan. We've got way more than just the 5,000 troops that Trump talked about. We got video that's on drudgereport.com of Army tanks being sent down there, Abrams tanks, command vehicles, all of it. So I think Trump's got this handled. People have a right to go down there, but I'm just saying I smell a big fat chance for some leftist group to shoot some, kids or something, because nobody's really shot any migrant kids other than Mexican coyotes. But in the movie Machete, Don Johnson does, so it must be real. I really see this as their last false flag, and now they're bussing them up days before the election to the Texas border. I really am concerned, Gavin McGinnis.
Yeah, I've even been talking to liberals here in New York City, and they don't seem to like this. They smell a rat. And it just seems very curious that thousands of people spontaneously rent some 18-wheelers together. I guess they all pool their money, and they drive and then walk for the cameras, and then drive and then walk for the cameras on their way to Mexico. I mean, even the left is saying this really looks like it's for optics. And if it is just for optics, that is brutally sinister. And it shows how, how evil some of these people on the left can be. Because are you trying to set up a scenario where hundreds of migrants are pushing the fences and they get crushed and maybe there's a photo of a dead kid or something or a military guy shooting at people who are trying to, mob him or something? Are you trying to get some picture to change the election and happily sacrificing hundreds of people? Well, I mean, you're going to put Satan out of work.
Well, I think you're asking the question, is grass green against the sky blue to bear's crap in the woods? Soros admittedly is funding this. The UN is being funded by the State Department. Lou Dobbs talks about it and almost gets fired. His guest Judicial Watch that has the documents gets banned because it's on record they're shipping these people up. I have local newscasts showing buses from years ago and currently where they say the UN runs the program and Obama brings them in. And as soon as Trump got in, he ended it.
This, you know what this reminds me of is Fast and Furious, which isn't controversial. Everyone knows that, what was it, Eric Holder and Obama were caught sending guns down to Mexico so they could make guns look bad, get them in the hands of cartels, and they'll go, look at all these AKs, they kill tons of people. I mean, no matter how bad the right gets, you never hear about them wanting to use human beings as fodder. We're talking earlier about Blexit, where they want to use black people as human votes, and they use illegals as voters too. And now we have Fast and Furious and these caravans where they're happily risking lives for optics. I mean, this is Stalin in a nutshell. This is his mass starvations and mass murder. This is the way communists think. They don't think about human beings. They see humans as just sort of like ephemera, just a big pile of wasps they can send somewhere.
Or a dam they can blow and have it just flood.
Yeah.
And the UN admits that. They say they want to destroy borders, collapse the evil capitalist system, so we'll accept the socialist utopia with rich people like Soros and the Chi-Coms, tax-exempt living in palaces.
Dismantle capitalism. You know, when I was a young man in the 80s, that was what the crazy radical nuts said, and it was kind of cool. Like, oh, this guy's a communist. That's kind of a freaky thing. Now it's mainstream. I think something like more than 50% of people in the DNC would prefer socialism.
It's 50+% of millennials want communism or socialism.
And they always use Northern Europe as an example. Northern Europe made its money when it was free market. It is now literally spending its parents' money.
It's going bankrupt.
Slowly plummeting.
Well, that's my next question. How could they grab victory from the jaws of defeat, A? And then B, what are they going to do if they fail, which it looks like they are all across the world. People are waking up. They're being thrown out of office. What are they going to do?
They're going to continue this. I mean, it is ramping up exponentially, but it is the same thing that we talked about last time I was on your show. It's the same process. First, you dehumanize someone by making them a Nazi. Then you ostracize them at their work, get them fired, get them separate from the family. You isolate them, and then you kill them. Then they're dead. Then they're fired. You basically starve them to death. So you isolate, vilify, ostracize. And that's what they're going to keep doing. And the crazy part is their appetite involves half the country. It's not like they want to get a couple of weirdos. They don't want to get like a David Duke and a Richard Spencer, the actual bona fide alt-right guys. No, they want everyone who supports Trump to be seen as a Nazi on the far, far right. The term far right is just thrown around at every conservative right now. And I don't even know what it means.
How do we push back? Because I instinctively don't get people into brigades to go get people banned. I instinctively don't try to take Brian Stelter off the air, even though, in my view, he is a criminal working with groups to racketeer to shut me off the air and admitting it. He's a horrible, just sickening, penguin-esque, you know, villainous creature right out of Batman novels. And but at a certain point, they're assaulting me. They are stalking me. They have their reporters driving around the building, you know, with blacked out windows. He's literally trying to destroy me. And at a certain point, what do I do to a villain, a anti-American criminal that is trying to foment violent revolution and destroy my family?
You stand up for yourself. In a microcosm and in a macrocosm. In the big picture, you continue to do your show and you tell the truth and you talk to people and you get guests on your show and you try to expose the truth. And the small, when someone confronts you, you don't cower. You don't walk out of the restaurant, you know, shuddering. Remember that guy from Subway, Jared, what's his name? He was accused of pedophilia. He cowered because he was guilty. And then he did a plea deal and now he's in jail. Guilty people cower. Guilty people apologize. If you're not guilty, you're not a Nazi, you're not spreading hate, you say, what are you talking about?
No, I agree. And then I try to speak out against it, and they try to block me everywhere so they can cowardly tie me up like in a gladiatory arena, and then they walk out while I'm tied up or you're tied up and stab us. But see, the crowd doesn't like that. They're booing them. I mean, I don't think they understand that we're not just putting a good face on this. We don't just lie like they do. We love the truth. They're losing existentially in the quantum totality of this fight. They're only looking at grinding us down, trampling on us now.
I was in D.C. last weekend. Blexit was massive. They filled the streets. 400 black men went to and black women went to the White House wearing MAGA hats, chanting USA. They were shoulder to shoulder, crammed in to the Oval Office, screaming USA, USA. Not a peep in the media. Walk Away was the same weekend. It was also huge. Hundreds of people, liberals. I spoke to them. I did a show with many of them. And a lot of them were just saying, I'm not. But I don't.
And that's why they're so scared. That's why they're trying to censor. CRTV.com, Infowars.com. Thank you, Gavin. Great job. We'll see you during the break. And Roger Stone's coming up with huge breaking exclusive news. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Without you spreading the link and telling people about the show, they will win. You taking action, we will win.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. From the front lines of the info war.
We're gonna sabotage you. And now the more they oppress us, the more they send for us, the more the sleeping giant awakens. But I got to tell you, I've told Rodri, co-host with Owen Schroyer, every day, you know, 3 to 5 with the War Room. We know you're innocent. I was there. I remember. Everyone was trying to get Julian Assange on. WikiLeaks said that it was going to expose the Clintons. They hyped it up. I was mad they were going on CNN and NPR where they were being attacked, and I was, like, calling Assange names. And I was talking to him, and you're like, well, I got a back channel and a talk show host that, you know, knows him, and, you know, I hear, you know. And then they turned that into everybody talked to Julian Assange but us. And I was like, we've been a supporter of his. Why won't he talk to us? Well, we're InfoWars. You know, we don't have, you know, credibility. You know, the truth is you get attacked when you come on here. But now they've gone into, oh, he's really secretly subpoenaed the president. Oh, they're about to get stoned any day now. Every channel. So I'm going to ask you what's afoot here in a moment. First off, because we're 6 days out, I'm not spending a lot of time plugging products. But you know, going back a few years ago, the oil companies that get the deep earth pure iodine, the good halogen crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet, began to charge me more. It was hard to get it. We had supply problems. I tried to find another distributor because you got to go through the DEA license groups to get pure iodine because it's a precursor, you know, to things that are illegal. Once we put it out in the glycerin oil and the rest of it, it's totally legal and lawful. You have to go through a big process. And so I kind of got put over a barrel where I was going to raise the price of it really astronomically to even be able to then fund ourselves. Well, we did a lot of research, worked with some top labs in the country, and they said, why aren't you adding a little bit of the two other types of iodine in there, and then a little bit of vitamin C to stabilize so it doesn't oxidize. That way it lasts longer and it's even better. And so that's what we've done. The new Survival Shield X3 is an energized atomic state with new nascent triiodine formula. It's an energized atomic state. Means it's on. It's pure. A whopping 1,100 micrograms of nascent triiodine per dropper serving. So it's perfect number that it's X3, which happens to be three types of iodine, all three types. Like no other product out there, this is the state-of-the-art iodine supplement. Three is better than one, ladies and gentlemen. We found out how to capture and stabilize three nascent iodine atoms with top chemists and developers bound together to form a larger and more powerful iodine. I guarantee in a year or two that everyone else will be trying to copy our X3 nascent triiodine formula. We launched iodine nationwide to be so popular now. And they're imitations on retail shelves just like they do with X2. So it's available in 2 ounce, double the size, and 1 ounce. And it is amazing. We still have some X2, final run of that. It's excellent as well. It's the pure deep earth crystal type. This is mainly deep earth crystal. And the other two different types of iodine with it. And does a better absorption. Some people can't absorb even the true nascent, the other type. So this is the new level. And we could have made it pure deep earth crystal. But then getting into all the chemistry and all of it, this is the next level. In fact, if people turn out to like X2 better, we'll just put out X2 original and it'll just be that type. But this is better. They're both excellent and it's all apples and oranges for your different physiology and your metabolic systems. Consult your physician. The point is InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I'm going to have myself a nice, delicious dropper right now of X3. A lot of folks just take it under the tongue. And you take the stuff about the store, it'll rot a hole in your gut and kill you. This is good, healthy, delicious, real iodine, not bound industrial crap. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. And you just drink it. Amazing. Energy, libido, stamina, weight loss for me. I mean, it's just the missing link. Roger Stone, I don't know where to start. You are the biggest guy in the media right now. Just you are Satan. You are, as Stephen Colbert said, Trump is Putin's cock holster. I hate to use a term like that, but that's on national TV about our president. So for documentary reasons, I'm saying it. I mean, I've been on the inside of this. It is complete BS. I'm under investigation. This is just insane. Payment processors are like, we're dropping you. You're under investigation by Mueller. We've had the FBI calling. So that's the level of harassment we're all under by this terrorist, Robert Mueller, who the left believes is God on earth. So what is the latest? Because you are all over the news, and they always recycle the same bull about, well, he was on conference calls and said, WikiLeaks will probably release it soon, because they said it on the overnight show where I attacked Assange and said he was Hillary's butt plug because he did not release it. He said he would. They turned that like Stone says they're going to release it later because Assange said so on television. This is just incredible, Roger.
You're absolutely right, Alex. It's a feeding frenzy of fake news. On October 2nd, when Assange did not release any data, he did announce a schedule of releases, one a week for the next 6 weeks, going beyond the election. I imparted that to Steve Bannon in an email, public information. But some are trying to say that this implies communication directly with Assange or WikiLeaks, which, of course, is false. And as you just pointed out on the air there, I've now taken two polygraph exams to prove that this is all BS. I think what they're trying to do, Alex, is inflate the whole Russian collusion narrative again ahead of the election. But there is still no evidence whatsoever that I did anything illegal or improper or had any communications or advance notice of the content or source of the WikiLeaks disclosures.
And by the way, I'm showing Zero Hedge at the time, 10/13/16, 2 years ago. And you see where they say they're going to release 2,000 Podesta emails in parts of six over the next 6 weeks. That was number one news story in the country. They're telling a grand jury like they're dumb that you said this and that you had inside knowledge. Just like they said Don Jr. had the code keys to WikiLeaks 2 months after they were released, but that he got them exclusively.
Yeah, there's a Politico story that is posted hours before my email exchange with Steve Bannon. that says that that Assange has announced a schedule of releases going forward. So it's a witch hunt. I think the special counsel still has no evidence of wrongdoing on my part, and they are seem to be casting a wide net. But there is no witness.
We're
going
to get to that in the next segment. But let me just back up here, because I should have opened the interview with this. We talked this morning. It's ABC News. You passed two polygraphs, not some secret polygraph like bug-eyed CIA operative, you know, did in the Kavanaugh witch hunt. Two top famous people tested you, said you were truthful, that you did not have prior knowledge or weren't in contact with Assange. That's ABC News. We'll show that. And the other big bombshell, the disgraced Steve Bannon, who can't get 10 people to his events, I've even learned is digging around in my business and things. And at the same time, he is talking to Mueller and trying to act like, you know, he's got evidence on you. So this is outrageous. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the Washington Post yesterday reported that Bannon testified yesterday for the grand jury. Today, he appears to have leaked an email in which the day after Assange made no announcements, I told him it was out of security concerns. That was what I learned from Randy Credico. I wrote that on Stone Cold Truth on March 9th of 2018, and that he announced a schedule of future releases. This was not a secret. It was public information. This is a witch hunt, and it is outrageous. You, Alex, remember it well, because you were, like many commentators, both shocked and furious that Assange released nothing in his October 1st.
And I remember talking to you, and it was also in the news, that Assange told everybody around him, I've been getting threatened, I need a few weeks to figure out what I'm going to do. Everyone was like attack dogs or hunting dogs, you know, chasing a fox, a bunch of foxhounds wanting to get the WikiLeaks. I mean, this is all part of the record. This is insane that they're trying to pin this on you and me. And let me be a little bit selfish here. You and others tell me they just are obsessing over me. What? I mean, that is crazy.
Well, last night on MSNBC, Ari Melber brought you up twice and pointed out discussions you and I had on the air regarding Assange. None of this proves direct contact with him. We never had any direct contact with him, neither one of us. And I made that clear under oath before the House Intelligence Committee, where, by the way, my testimony is 100% truthful and correct. And certain partisans who say otherwise are, of course, hiding behind their congressional immunity lawsuit.
Roger, I know your wife got really angry the last time I said this, but she's a tough lady. And her dad was anti-communist, Cuba, all that nine yards. She's a great lady, a beautiful lady as well. But she's not stupid, so we need to say this on air. They don't have a lot of moves, brother, and I think it's sleep with the fishes, Mr. Stone, and other people, not just you. I don't see them ever playing this hand properly. I think you need to up your security, buddy.
Well, if the decision to bring charges against me is based on truth and evidence and facts, then nothing will happen.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to want to kill you, and they've already tried twice, and then just convict you in the press, because this is too embarrassing to that knuckle-dragging, deep-state-loving, slimebag Robert Mueller, who looks like a hairless buzzard. We'll be right back with Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer, and more.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil